The first drink of the day! 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 Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast. This is our first show of 2011. Stu's with me.
Happy New Year.
And Jim is with me.
Happy New Year, everyone. Just down from the lifts. Took about 20 minutes to get down.
I've never seen it take so long. Half those lifts must be broken.
I don't like lifts at the best of times,
no.
But that was ridiculous.
It was very tight as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were just snug. And you're waiting for a lift for that long. To put the listeners in the picture, as it were, we went for a lift for about 10 minutes. Just want to get to the pub. Just hurry up.
Very disappointing. The service at the bar was quite good, though. We've made a bit back. Right, we'll kick off. First question for the new year. Who's been the biggest winner of the festive period? Stuart Hoare, kick us off.
Well, I'd say after our awards and stuff, I reckon Paul Robinson of Whitley Bay. I reckon he's had a right old festive period, isn't he? Winning our award.
You think he's come down from the high?
Dining out on it.
In Dixie Chicken, if he's dining out.
He's walking around Whitley Bay, just like, do you know who I am? I've got the podcast award, mate. That's who I am.
How about that then?
It's an interesting one, Stu. It's a lazy answer, but an interesting answer.
Yeah. What about you, Jim?
Thanks, James.
I was going to go for a few people, but in the end, I thought, I don't like him. I don't like his team. But Evan Grant at West Ham, after a couple of wins, has pulled him right out of the mire, as it were. I mentioned it to Stu earlier, and he said, look, they've got games. I've played more games than people down there, but it doesn't really matter.
You want the points on the board, don't you?
You want the points on the board, and they've got a couple of decent wins. They beat Fulham away, beat Wolves at home, and that was a massive, massive game for them, Wolves at home, because you put Wolves
even
right
the
down.
Fulham result. Fulham are now in relegation.
Yeah, Fulham are down there as well. Getting an away win as well was big for them. So yeah, I'd have to say Evan Grant. I was going to say Bruce Nkango, but unfortunately he got released since we've done the last podcast.
And was he really?
Yeah, he's been released. Friend of the show, Gillingham player, Bruce Nkango. But I am friends with him on Facebook now.
So I didn't realise he'd been released. That's a shame.
Yeah. It is a big shame.
Your friend on Facebook has anything to do with him being released.
No, that happened after he was released.
Is he staying in the UK or is he going
to
be...
He's gone back to France, I think.
Yeah. Podcast listeners, if you don't know, Bruce Nkango played for Gillingham. He was on a short-term contract and he was a big friend of the show.
Gave him a goblet.
Yeah, we gave him a goblet and away game. We got absolutely wrapped arse and gave him a cup, basically. It's all on the site anyway, isn't it?
It is.
You can do your research on that. I'll leave you to it. Don't worry about it. Anyway, he's been released. He's probably got no money. He's got family to feed. He's in desperate dire straits. So he's definitely not the man.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Evan Grant, if you're listening, give him a call. Give him a little contract. Short-term deal.
He's good for 5 minutes at the end of a game.
He's not good. He's shit.
I think if Bruce gets a club, though, can we go and visit him at his new club?
I think we should.
Yeah? Because it's not... I doubt security's going to be very good around his new club. We could probably walk straight in.
Well, Simon said he was going up to Peterhead about four times last season, so we'll have to see where
it's still
pitches
up. It's still the same season. Still the same season.
Talking of which, I'd like to just put my two pennies with. Hastings United have got a new manager.
They have.
And they've got a load of new players, and they've lost a load of new players. A load of old players. So I will update next week when we go back to our usual format, and we'll do our team's updates.
Yeah.
Bang over Hastings United and let you know exactly what's happening.
That sounds good, James.
Yeah, well, it's not good. They had a terrible run of results.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they lost the game the other day on New Year's Day. But I mean, a manager takes a while to bed in, doesn't he? So we'll see.
Cool.
I'll find out a bit more about him, a bit more about the new signings. I know one of the players they lost was Michael Phillips.
Really?
Yeah, he did quite well for him. They wanted to keep him, so. But I will update.
And did they leave because of the managerial sacking?
I think it was all sort of like a massive upheaval.
Fair enough.
When clubs are like that, like the a lot of them follow the managers and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
but it was not hard because obviously sign on fees and contracts and stuff aren't hard to tear up.
Because I'm looking forward to hearing about the Gaffchap as well, Stu.
Winter break, isn't it?
It's going to be the shortest section on the show.
Yeah, winter break. They've got to play a game soon.
Not until the 28th of Jan, I don't think.
Interestingly as well, on the winter break, I've read something on Twitter this morning from Arsene Wenger. I'm bang over Twitter now, Sid, which I know you're a big... You're into Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm not that into it at the moment, but...
You've got to get involved, mate.
It's hard work, James.
It's not as easy.
This is it, Stuart.
You've got always, an iPhone. It's a piece of cake, mate.
It's always seemed hard work to me, but I've been doing a little bit of research this morning, obviously not in company time, this morning before work started.
Of course, yeah.
Good save.
It's very good. It's very good. Obviously, I know it's good, but yeah, like you, I've logged on. I thought this is all a bit much... So it's all a bit much.
Too busy, you can see what everyone's saying to everyone.
Yeah,
but once you work it out, Si's going to help me with that. Anyway, I've reverted. back to the subject, Arsene Wenger said that he loves the winter schedule because you forget that while everyone's like on a winter break, the English Premier League is the only one of the only top domestic leagues that are actually playing games.
Yeah.
So, for example, that Arsenal-Chelsea game, I don't know if you watched it, on the, was it 28th on the Monday? 28th, 29th, something like that.
I was getting drunk at the Ali Pally watching
fantastic game of football. A fantastic game of football. And loads of people were watching that because there was no Spanish top league, there was no Serie A playing.
He wouldn't have been saying that if they hadn't have won it, though, would he?
Probably. But
he said, all my players, will they please attend?
When was Arsene Wenger from Jamaica?
That's as good as I can do.
It's not very good. But anyway, the point stands up.
Good, yes.
It's quite good that a lot of people will be watching the Premier League. And forget that every other domestic league, like me, just the Graftship, how they do, they haven't done very well because they haven't played a bloody game.
Well, that is good for them. They haven't lost.
Right, okay, my biggest winner, and I'll be very quick on this, Manchester United, because everyone else is doing their best to balls up the title race. I think United, they've gone through, they haven't been fantastic themselves, but they've done enough. And
grinding it out.
Yeah,
aren't
they
were bloody lucky against the Albion.
Yeah, they're doing what they need to do. How Gary Neville never got sent off in that game is...
It's a funny little
I think really. only God and Chris Foy knows why he didn't get sent off. I've no idea.
Only God knows why he played him as well.
But yeah, that was nuts. But I think United have come out of this festive period in very good nick, and it's United's title to lose. We were all saying Chelsea at the start of the year. Chelsea were looking great, got rid of Raimondo, and it's all gone mad, isn't it?
We should do is go back to our pre-season predictions.
We said Norwich.
I said Norwich, and then you followed me. That's what happened.
And, controversial.
What did you say? Did you tip Kivya?
You said Borough. I think you said Borough. You didn't tip Kivya.
Well,
you tipped Borough. So,
he's not happy with that. Look at him.
He had no faith in his own side. But yeah, so we will do that. Next week, maybe we'll have a look at our predictions and see
how it's a busy show next week already, isn't it?
Very quickly, we'll take a look at how our main teams got on. Tell us about QPR, Steve.
Interesting festive period. Not all good, not all bad, to be honest. We picked up our first couple of losses, didn't we, just before the Christmas break. Watford at home, which was always disgusting.
They're playing well, Watford.
Well, they turned over Cardiff at the weekend, didn't they, so I'm not that bothered anymore. But yeah, 28th on Sky, a nice little 2-0 win.
It was a boring game.
It was disgusting. Did you watch it?
Yeah, well, I watched some of it.
Why are Coventry in a ground so big?
They could fit it. They could have. They used to get, what do they get at Highfield Road? 28, 29, something like that?
Yeah, that's the ground
that's
was
30, 40s, isn't it?
Well,
they've never
got away high, Steve.
It's dead in there, mate.
Just because your club's in a tin pot stadium, they said.
And we fill it. Well, yeah. We don't even fill that, do we? Yeah. It looks a lot better than that Lifeless Bowl, though.
There are a few teams like that. The worst one at the moment for that has got to be Darlington. They're in like a...
Oh, really?
It's not 20,000 seat stadium and they give it 3,000 in
there. That's bad.
Yeah. They're not even that now because they're non-league, aren't they? They're like 1,500.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad times.
And then obviously New Year's Day, away to Norwich, picked up a loss. We have players sent off.
Who are flying Norwich.
They are doing very well.
They're so right up the second now,
aren't
they?
It's not a bad thing, yeah. Second, obviously 5 points behind us, but our goal difference stands for another point.
Yeah.
Their goal difference is 8.
You're talking about 27. Cardiff losing at Watford. They got Dick. Have you seen how many points they picked up in their last 30 away?
Stephen Grett sent me an email, 8 in 30, and he reckons tonight it'll be 8 in 33.
Yeah,
big pressure on Dave Jones. A load of Cardiff fans want him out now.
Genuinely, he could be out this evening if he loses again. 8 in 33 is appalling for a
I know Cardiff fans, I know Leeds fans as well, and Leeds always traditionally do terribly against Cardiff.
That's going to be a
test. They've got a massive lead
over. I take it it's on Sky because it's
no,
today.
No, it's not.
No, it's West Brom Fulham's on Sky tonight.
And then tomorrow on Sky we've got the Man City Arsenal.
Yeah.
Which is going to be at Arsenal, isn't it?
That'll be a good game.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very interesting.
So then, still top 5 points clear?
Top 5 points clear and goal difference versus 6.
Who's your next game?
Next game is this weekend.
It's like we're testing him.
Yeah, I know. It's like Master.
How quickly can he use his iPhone?
FA Cup, Blackburn. I'd happily see us get battered in that and go out.
That Sky Sports app does a bit, doesn't it, Steve?
It's sitting in front of me now.
We're concentrating on the league this year. We don't deal with the cup. We 8 weeks ago we were 22nd in the league. We're now 9th. We were 7th, but we lost.
I was there for that turnaround. As
Gillingham,
well.
You're talking about.
Yeah,
you have to point out
Gillingham.
I was there for that turnaround.
About.
And we did all right, Jim, over the festive period. I think we've won 2, lost 1. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Did you have any games cancelled then? Because of the
we had a couple cancelled in sort of mid December.
Okay. Boxing Day got cancelled.
Yeah.
So we played on.
Boxing Day shot away. Port Vale at home on the 28th, won that 3-0. Port Vale could have gone top of it, won that game.
Yeah,
played them off played him off the pitch, played really well. Stevenage, we looked a bit tired, but we won the game 1-0. Big Bayak in Fem with a diving header. Superb stuff.
He's looking good, apparently. I was talking to a couple of people. He's looking big.
He's looking big. But he's big, but he's more mobile now. He's moving about the pitch more.
I watched, and
you were at a game yesterday at Wickham.
Yeah, I don't want to care about that.
Yeah.
The Stevenage game, I watched the Football League Extra. This Football League Extra was in about the 2000s. Whatever it's called now on BBC.
Football League Show.
Yeah. At least it's on at, well, no, I was going to say decent time. Do you remember Football League Extra used to be at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
I used to get it from uni, like on a night out, on a Monday night out, and watch it as it was on TV. Then I used to watch it again in the morning, so I'd remember it.
Yeah.
But I watched it again, and every time I watch it, they make a mistake in our league, usually like on
Gillingham.
Our
game, yeah.
So they must make so many mistakes, because obviously I only noticed the Gillingham ones. They said,
Ben May had the shot,
and last ditch tackle by a diff player that doesn't play for us, who's actually a forward
by the guy who was the guy being tackled. So
how many they must do.
Not great and script writing by
the way. I'm all over me. Starting to send emails through to them,
to Lizzie.
Yeah, I'm going to send some emails.
Your favourite?
Yeah. Really?
They're always reading. They get about two emails.
We need to get a keyword onto the Football League Show.
Okay,
we have to try and get a keyword into the Football League Show. Right, we'll move on to a new feature now. Now, normally what we do at this point in the show is we'll go on and we'll name some sort of all-star 11, whether it's a bald 11, a short-ass 11.
Sexy 11?
Well, only in your brain, Stu. This time what we're going to do, we're going to build this team over the course of the next 11 shows. This is going to, or 12 shows, because we're going to have a manager as well. This is going to be the Football Podcast All-Star 11. And what we're going to do, we're going to nominate people for each spot in the team, and then we're going to open it up to you, the listener, to place your vote for who you think of the nominees needs to go in our team. And we'll build that team over the course of the next 11, 12 weeks. So we'll kick off with the goalkeeper. Now, the criteria for this team are completely open-ended. So this is just any player that you want to see in the team.
Basically.
They could be crap, yeah.
I could pick you for Hector's.
Don't.
But it's just got to be someone who people would pay money to come and watch play. Who, when we get this 11, it'd be like, that's a team. That's, you know, entertainment, whatever it is. We'll go with a goalkeeper. We'll go with Stu first. Who's your goalkeeper? Who would you nominate?
Oh, this is All-Star.
All-Star.
So I'm going for World Cup winning goalkeeper, Casillas.
Okay, cool. And why are you going for him?
The reason for the laugh, because you're probably going to edit the other stuff out. It took Stuart Hall about 10 minutes to pronounce Casillas.
What, about 5 or 10?
It wouldn't have been that bad. You were making such a point of it.
I'll behave. You were putting D's in there.
Leave the rest in. Okay. All right.
He can't, because I probably swore too much.
Go on.
Okay, Casillas.
Why Casillas?
Since bursting onto the scene as a teenager.
Just read it from Wikipedia.
No, obviously,
Let him go.
At 17, obviously, coming to the Real Madrid squad, not really, no one knew much about him. And since then, I don't think he's actually lost his space in the team, has he?
He's done all right.
Look at us like we know. I don't know. I can pronounce his name, though, mate. I can do that for a start.
Go on, then. Tell me his name.
If you can see us.
Well
anyway,
done.
No, it's not a bad shout. He's
good
got
goalkeeper.
Captain
good goalkeeper.
As well.
Yeah.
If your goalkeeper's captain, you've got to be onto a bit of a winner, haven't
you? Who have you got, Jim?
Okay,
I think he's run out of material.
Yeah, he's got.
He's played 401 times for Real Madrid.
Good, good. How many goals has he got?
No goals.
Oh well,
he's not as good as Jimmy Garst then.
Yeah. He should have been in.
Well,
why didn't I go for him?
Jimmy Garst would have been one of my options. First of all, can we mention that Mike's not here? He's still swanning away on holiday.
We know who he would have gone for.
He's going to go for Peter Schmeichel. We're going to get him to put a little bit of blurb on the site, because we're all going to do a little write up on these guys as well. So.
Yeah.
And I will be.
Stu didn't know that.
Probably put mine on Twitter. Now I'm Twittered up.
But you've got a certain amount of characters, haven't you? On Twitter.
Stu. We'll explain later, right?
You put it on our site, and then you put a link on Twitter.
It's very clever, isn't it?
It's bloody clever.
This is a podcast and a social media education for Stuart.
All right. So Jimmy Glass is one of the people who went into my thought process. Layman, just because I love him, but entertainment. You say you're going to pay money to watch someone. I would pay money to watch him.
Not
necessarily play football. I'd just pay money to just watch him.
He's
full
mad.
Stop.
He's
just
mad.
To go around with him. Two players came really close for me, and I picked one of them in the end. When I was growing up and getting into football, these players were the goalkeepers of the time for me.
Yeah.
Personally, Kevin Pressman.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday were a big club in like the early 90s when I was getting into football, and Pressman was a big guy. Probably still is. And the other one, and the person I've gone for and I'm going to advocate, is Neville Southall.
The Dustman.
Big Neville Southall.
The Dustman.
Who was just a footballing huge character in every sense of the word.
And the best goalie on the planet in the mid 80s.
He was absolutely astonishing. And if he wasn't playing for Wales, he would have done well in the major tournaments as well. So I'm not gonna bang on about him now. But I've got some things in my locker to put on the website, which is why I'm going to be hoping people vote for Neville Southall.
Excellent.
And great Tash as well. So
yeah,
what more could you want for that?
Bonus points for the Tash.
Show me Casillas with a Tash, and I might vote for him, Stu.
I can get it done.
All right, we'll see that. Casillas with a Tash on the podcast website tomorrow.
Done.
Good stuff. I've gone for Jose Luis Chilavert, Paraguayan goalkeeper.
Extroverts, I'd say.
You wouldn't call him shy and retiring. He, good goalkeeper, very good. One of South America's greatest goalkeepers. He made 74 international appearances for Paraguay, scored 8 goals.
There you go.
8 international goals. That's more goals than Emil Heskey.
How about that, then?
In 1999, he became the first goalkeeper to score a hat-trick by banging in a hat-trick of penalties for Vélez Sarsfield.
Was that a fast trick and they were just giving him penalties?
No, because he was the penalty taker. He scored 67 goals in his career.
That's not bad, is it?
He's won World Goalkeeper of the Year.
Did he ever miss a penalty?
I'm sure he missed a penalty, but you wouldn't have argued with him. He was hard as nails. one of his career highlights was a stand-up, well, I was going to say row. It was a full-blown punch-up with Tino Asprilla during a World Cup qualifier.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely legendary goalkeeper. Once scored a goal from the halfway line as well. There's a free kick given on the halfway line, and while everyone else was arguing over what was going on, he ran from his goal, smashed it straight over the goalkeeper into the net. Absolutely unbelievable goal. It's on YouTube, I'll try and find it. But he's my nomination, Jose Luis Chilavert. So we've got 4.
Good work.
We've got Neville Southall.
Yep.
We've got Chilavert. We've got Iker Casillas, and we've got Peter Schmeichel.
I'm not sure that's how you pronounce his name, but
yeah.
And we'll get all those online, and then you'll be able to vote for which one you want in the Football Podcast All Star.
Bit disappointing. There's no English goalkeeper in there.
No.
Seaman's got to have a bit of a shout.
A sorry state of affairs.
But then again, we've gone for players that we.
It would have been very easy to go for Gordon Banks, but
Banks, Shilton, John Lukic, Dave Besson, all the greats.
John Lukic. Yeah.
John Lukic was great. He could have been great.
Andy Dibble. Anyway. Yes.
Les Seeley. Hans Sagers.
Harvey Lim.
No one's going to know the Harvey Lims.
Right, we'll move on. This is not so much a new feature for this particular
I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this for 2011.
I'm excited about this.
Sue Hall doesn't get excited. He got excited.
He's actually excited about this. I emailed him and said, how do you fancy doing this? And he's all over it like a raincoat. It's called Stuart Hoare, Football Manager. Stu, would you like to tell us a bit more?
I'm going to play Football Manager. And it's going to go on the podcast. And I think that's all everyone needs to know. What I'm going to do is start at the beginning of the season. We've got a few clubs in the hat at the moment, clubs that don't have managers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start at the beginning of the season and see if I can last longer than the current manager. Well, the manager that's just gone.
Right, okay. Do you want to know who you've got to choose from? Because I think between us we need to pick him a team, right?
Go on, give me the list.
These are the teams available, because we're going for teams that are currently not got a full-time manager.
So I've got to do is beat 4th of Jan, then.
Crystal Palace, Barnet, Port Vale, Preston North End, Burnley, Bristol Rovers, or Blackburn Rovers.
Ah, Blackburn have got their man in charge.
They've got a guy in charge till the end of the season, until they've been him, Steve Keane.
And also, hot off the press, read this on Twitter this morning. Twitter's very good, by the way. Walsall sat their manager today.
I don't fancy Walsall, so we'll scrap them.
Could have been in the mix anyway.
I wouldn't mind Palace.
Okay.
A few youngsters on the books.
You're QPR fans, you hate Palace.
Yeah. I do despise Palace.
Is this because you want to take them down into like.
It would be a race
blue square south.
You quite like Palace.
I wouldn't mind them.
Me and Simon have decided, so you're definitely not having Palace.
Yeah, okay. I like the idea of giving him Preston. Preston or Burnley.
I like Barnet.
Footballing superpower.
Barnet's absolute toss. You can't give me that lump of crap.
Barnet is then.
Why not? It's a challenge, mate. Barnett's media prediction on Football Manager will be like 23rd or 24th.
The thing is, expectations of Barnett are going to be so low that you only have to win out for the games and then you build your way. And, you know, if you end up getting better gigs, we'll follow you through the leagues, Stu. We're not going to abandon you because you leave Barnett.
I'm going to get better gigs, there's no doubt about it.
All right, so are we going to take on the Bees? Is that,
I don't know. I'm hankering towards Port Vale now. I think League 2 is going to be the way forward for sure. Because I bet you've never done a League 2 Football Manager, have you?
Gillingham a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I'd never really played it for that long. January, I got bored.
Yeah, I bet you did.
All right, okay. How many League 2 teams are on that list?
Port Vale or Barnet?
Right.
Flip a coin.
Right.
Heads is Barnet.
It's tails.
Port Vale.
Port Vale it is. Stuart Hall, you are the new manager. Congratulations.
I'm not keen on moving to Port Vale.
Port Vale.
Some random guy in the pub just stood up. I thought he was going to applaud as well. Well done, Stuart.
Port Vale.
Cheers,
manager.
Guys. I'm going to start that this evening, and I'll give you an update next week. What am I going to do? Am I going to get to January the 4th, or am I just going to play it 2 weeks and give you the update?
Just play 2 weeks worth of games
every
week. Depends
how much of a social life you want for the next few weeks, doesn't it?
I don't really like.
Just play a play a couple of games.
Yeah, and just keep us updated every week.
Okay, cool.
And whenever there's a big decision you need to make, if you need, you know, player issues,
it's going
to
be like Ebbsfleet.
Bring it to us. We'll be like your selection committee.
We'll ask the listeners.
Yeah. Right, cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to draw up a list of potential signings, free transfers. Yeah. Bring it in.
We can even do them as a poll on the site. People can vote for which signings.
Who are the two fellas they've got up front? Paul Val. Both of the same surname.
Any good?
Yeah, one of them is.
Yeah.
Quite good.
So why is their manager been sacked?
Mark Richards.
He's not been sacked.
Is it Richards?
Richards, yeah. He's not been sacked. It's Mickey Adams. He's gone to
Sheffield United.
Port Vale, then I'll start that this evening and I'll have an update for you next week.
Good stuff. Right, that will kick off properly next week. The next part of the show is another new feature which is called Follow.
We are spoiling listeners of all these new features.
New year, new you.
Exactly. And if ever the word Twitter could be used again on this show, because we've certainly been used about five minutes, this is all about Twitter, which Jim's a big fan of all of a sudden. What I'm going to do each week, I'm going to recommend a footballing Twitter account for you to follow.
Stu has just pulled out what can only be described as a ham and cheese sandwich.
I bloody well have.
From his bag, he's eating it in a pub, he's doing that to the system. He's absolutely doing that to the system.
That's terrible behaviour.
It's a bloody nice sandwich.
Eating's cheating.
Nice. Who's prepared that? That's not you. That's got
garlic.
Look how nicely it was chopped in half. Look, yeah. Proper triangle, that. Set square and everything.
Absolutely.
Right, this section's called Follow. We're going to recommend a footballing Twitter account for you to follow on Twitter. So it's quite good for you, Jim, being someone who's recently adopting the social networking platform Twitter. We're going to kick things off this week with
Twitter.
Twitter.com. We're going to recommend the guys who championed our 2010 Man of the Year as our first account that you should follow on Twitter. They're called The Real FA Cup. And on their little bio that you've got on there, it says, "We follow the FA Cup and spout off about it and other football stuff. Comment, match reports, polls, picks and interviews." That's pretty much what it is. If you love football but often lose patience with, like, you know, the big money side of the game and want to really get back to your roots with some proper sort of muck and nettles football, this is the site to follow. Two guys run it, a guy called Damon, who I think is an Ipswich Town fan, and a lad called Simon, who's an Arsenal fan. Both a little bit disillusioned with the game at the top level. Went to watch Dulwich Hamlet play one week.
I was going to say, you wouldn't necessarily put those two, you'd think it'd be like some sort of Ishmian League or Rivalry
League.
They are both fans of quite big, well-supported teams, but, you know, they're a bit fed up with it, so they decided to watch a preliminary FA Cup game with their local side, Dulwich Hamlet, and just got hooked, and then they built this website, and it's just gone on from there. Really, really good blog, worth following.
Right,
and
just a quick sandwich update. What have you got there? Ham and cheese again. Okay, so it's the other quarter, other half of the sandwich that you just... We've actually got, because we record this on a camera, we've actually got video footage.
There is some...
And he's now trying to cover the camera.
It's a bit like one of those tabloid newspaper hidden camera things.
And that's my pen there. This could go on the website. That could be on TV later. It should be.
It's like a flipping...
Anyway, sorry.
Lush expose, whore in sandwich shame.
That sounds a better title than him. I'd read that. If I were a whore in sandwich, I'd be like, yeah, I might read that. Oh, no, it's just a guy called Stuart.
But back to the plot. And The Real FA Cup, very, very good website. Follow them on Twitter. They also do match reports as well. So if you're going to a game involving a non-league team or a lower division team, especially if it's in a cup, and you want to do a little match report, send it to them. Chances are it'll go up on their website. They're good lads, so follow them at twitter.com/TheRealFAcup. That's our first recommendation. We'll compile a list of these as we go, and Jim will obviously be following them on Twitter. His new
favourite. Absolutely.
They're
already on there. Added them this morning.
Right.
I've got some requests of people we can do for next week
cool,
as well.
Cool.
There's some outstanding ones on there that I've found already.
Excellent.
Quite a lot of real players as well. Matty Lawrence.
Yep.
It was a Gillingham, former Palace and now Gillingham.
He sent me a message the other day.
Alright, name dropper.
You dropped it, mate. I picked it up. We'll move on to our next little feature on the show.
Which is kind of a new feature because I've only done it so far for Hastings. We did do you remember the UR, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, she's a big fan of the UR, yeah? Mm. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to broaden it out. So it's not just going to be Hastings
players
now.
We've renamed it.
What's it been named?
Who are you?
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Who are you?
That goes back to the original lyrics, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's straight back. It's probably copyrighted now, so we're probably
going to have to pay Roger Daltrey a couple of quid for that.
Uh, we were talking about, you mentioned him earlier, Simon's just mentioned him because that's what we know about the FA Cup people. Paul Robinson, men of 2010.
Like it.
Obviously, Simon's pointing it out already, we had a lot of people voting on our rewards.
How many people voted? Was he an outright winner?
He was an outright winner, yeah.
We've got the percentages of someone on the website.
It's all on the website. Each section is a breakdown of all the votes.
I mean, the fact remains, we put them up, we weren't really sure how many people were going to be bothered to vote. I think it was a combination of the fact that when we put them on there, it was a nothing time. People were either at work or at home and had nothing else to do. So it's probably more people did it than we expected from that. But we were overall with the response.
A lot more than we expected, to be honest.
Excellent.
So it was good news. But good news. So Paul Robinson, I've had a lot of people come back to me, send me a couple of emails on Facebook and through our football podcast.
Who is Paul Robinson?
Yeah. Who the hell is this guy then? So I've had a little look. There's a blog up on the football podcast, which was on 18th of December, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
So you can still find it. Basically, he's a little whippersnapper of a midfield player, plays for Whitley Bay. And let me just read what he's actually done this season, okay? 2 Wembley appearances in 12 months. He's pretty much more than most Premier League players can even think about anyway. Chelsea players probably won't.
Certainly QPR players.
Yeah. And you're not going to count Charity Shield either. Yeah, exactly. 2010 saw the little man score 17 goals from midfield and win. And need a deep breath for this, Stuart Hall. Goal of the season. BBC Newcastle Player of the Year, Club Player of the Year, Players Player of the Year, and Supporters Player of the Year.
Done a bit there.
In 1 year.
Busy year.
An absolutely busy year.
He spent his new year making a flipping trophy cabinet. That's what he did.
But what I like most about the guy as well is that he's got a panache for trying the Beckham free kick, the Beckham Sellers Park goal from inside his own half. He's tried it 3 times, okay? In a 3-1 win over Wessex League champions, Paul Town, he tried a little shot. In the next round against Chertsey, he tried it from the halfway line, beat the keeper 40 yards out when it hit the post.
Oh.
Tried the same a few weeks later against Morpeth.
Are they winning when he does this?
Yeah, no, this is part of their cup run. He tried it in the Vars quarter final against big Northern League rival Shildon, and he rattled the bar as well against Shildon, in fact. He was involved in the goal that put them 2-1 up as well. So I love the fact that he just puts his head up and tries it from 40 yards. We've probably let out now. All the keepers that play against him are going to be like, yeah, I know what you're doing, you little bastards.
They all listen to this for research as well.
Yeah, exactly. They all do. They all do.
All the keepers.
All the top keepers.
Yeah.
So they'll be loving our first feature of the new year about keepers. Research. But yeah, no, so that's a little bit about. But you can find out more about them if you go onto the website.
Yeah.
That was my first Who Are You?
I like that.
Brilliant. And we'll have another one next week.
Good
Any
stuff.
Requests, send them in. To the old
banter@footballpodcast.co.uk,
or you can send it to jim@footballpodcast.co.uk.
Yep.
I'll give you a little mention on there. I've had 2 emails already. I picked them up this morning, so I've got 2 players to do over the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
So we'll get on to those. I'll do a bit of research and see what can come up.
Great stuff. Right, adopted teams, now sit back, pump up a cushion and get ready for Stuart Hawes' exhaustive review of the Graf Schaps Christmas fixture pile up.
Winter break.
How many games played?
None.
Next.
Okay, Hastings United.
Hastings United.
Obviously, a lot of upheaval, load of games called off. They played New Year's Day and they lost. But I am going to save myself and give you a big update next week on it.
Cool.
Because there is a lot to get up through.
Excellent.
And I know we've got not much time left at the moment. So it will be there. I'm going to contact my boys down at Hastings, see what they can come up with.
Peterhead.
Peterhead. They're not Irish. That sounded like your Jim McGilton impression. Did you Jim McGilton impression?
Jab.
Why would Jim be saying his own name?
Maybe he's got
a fucking psycho. He
That is true. You can leave that on as well because he actually is.
Oh, fair dues. Right, Peterhead haven't played a game since December the 14th, so they're in 8th. They're in 8th. So we've had a busy Christmas period, all our adopted teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not been great. Their next
Hastings
game.
Actually, have had a busy period.
Well, yeah, there's been stuff happening.
A lot
hasn't been on the pitch.
So. Not many games, but
Peterhead's next game is this weekend where they take on St Mirren from the SPL. In the Scottish Cup, and they're doing alright in the Cups this year, Pete said.
Semi-finals
of the Alba Challenge Cup, which is the cup they all want to win.
They
did get done in the semis, but they've got St Mirren in the Scottish Cup, and it'd be a big old giant clean if they win that.
Chances
slim, I would have said, but you never know. St Mirren are struggling.
It's a cup game, isn't it?
St Mirren are second bottom in the SPL, so that, they're not exactly banging in the goals as they stand. So, maybe they're ripe for a bit of a giant killing. We'll see how it goes, and we'll report back on that on next week's show. We'll finish, as always, with class and arse. And I've not done one of these in ages, so my class. I'm going to give it to a Gillingham player because I've done very little prep on this. I'm going to give it to Adebayo Akinfenwa. The big man was
big
not
neck.
The big man got has had a really good Christmas period. He's played really well, scored a couple, made lots, and he's gonna keep us up there in the table this year, providing he stays.
Were you favourites to win the league when it
with off? Some bookmakers we were, yeah, which I mean if you saw how we were a few weeks back it would have been laughable. But you know, we're doing all right now. Arse of the week, I've got to give it to Chris Foy. How you can't send Gary Neville off, or even give
most
a penalty?
Most referees are just looking for an opportunity
for that. Was just ridiculous. So he's my arse of the week. Although there were quite a few. You could also give it to Alan McGregor, the Rangers goalkeeper, for giving Celtic the lead in the Old Firm derby by coming off his line like a nutter when all you needed to do was stand still. So
I was watching a review of the Euro 2004 tournament.
I was there. I was at that tournament.
Just name drop again, probably. You should be like Prime Minister or something like that.
Now's my mate James.
Okay,
right, James.
Anyway, I forgot how many stupid back passes people did there. Do you remember the one we were 1-0 up against France?
Was it Gerrard?
Yeah. Gerrard knocked it back, and Heskey gave away a free kick on the edge, and Zidane put that in like the 92nd minute, and then from the kickoff, pretty much Gerrard just played a nice little.
Because Henri really went through and got maimed by
absolutely
James.
Absolutely cut it by James.
Yeah.
Zidane threw up and then put it in the net.
Yeah, I remember
devastating.
That.
It's a good tournament.
Did he threw up
on the penalty spot? No, he stood there, threw up next to him and then scored
and then,
the penalty.
And then put the penalty away.
True story.
Facts. But then after that, I forgot because we beat Switzerland. Rooney got a couple of goals, got a nice header, then got a goal and then Gerrard rounded it off for the third. And then we dicked Croatia 4-2.
Yeah, we had those two games. It looked like we might actually do something.
Yeah, now we look good against Croatia.
Right, we'll finish off. Check out the website, www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We need suggestions of who Stuart should sell and buy as
also,
manager.
What tactics should he employ? Has anyone got a lower league tactic?
I'm going 4-3-3.
Does anyone in your team yet?
I don't care. We've got two good strikers. I'm going to bring in another decent striker and play 4-3-3.
How are you going to bring in a decent striker on no money and no wages?
He's a wheeler dealer. He's like Harry Redknapp.
We'll find out.
If you've got any suggestions for who are you for Jim, email those in as well. We're also on Twitter, Jim.
Yes, go on to Twitter.
Oh, hello.
We're on Facebook and we're on Audio Boot as well. That's
Facebook,
us done this
that
week.
Is old hat.
Yeah, Twitter's where it's at. That's us done this week. We'll speak to you next week.
Good night.